It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business.
Big announcement about this show coming up, but first at 6:41, Justin, this guest and this thing sounds like, is this Tinder for money?
It is. We're all familiar with dating apps. Swipe right has become a fluent part of our vocabulary, but what if you were an investor and you wanted to swipe right on a new startup? Could this be the future of business funding and really an easy future? Well, that's a new idea from a group of students at the University of Chicago. Their new app is called The Crowd. And it hopes to connect investors with entrepreneurs. Max Segrew is one of the minds behind the startup, and that helps startups. And he joins us now. Max, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. You there?
Yeah. Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, gotcha. So tell us about this. Tell about where this idea comes from.
So this is really an idea that solves two problems. So on the first hand, it allows people to find the best new business ideas faster than really ever before. And allows anyone with an idea to bring to market for it to be evaluated by really anybody. So if it's a great idea, it'll attract new resources and it'll attract new funding. But the real advantage is that it pulls down the barriers that were previously there. So it doesn't really matter whether you're from New York City or Kansas City. And it doesn't really matter if you know the right people anymore. If you have a great idea, now you can get into all the boardrooms that you were previously unavailable to. You can get into all the offices. You can get in front of all the right people that have the means to get your idea to the next step. And we can do all this for free.
Max, we do this segment. It's called The Download in Chicago Business. It's sponsored by Signature Bank. And in it, all the time, I seem to be talking to entrepreneurs that really are disrupting their businesses. So the question I have for you is, what is this disrupting? Is this disrupting the way that startups are done, or is it disrupting the way investing is done? Take us through that.
Well, it's really both. So on the investor side, the real problem is that people take too long to find the next investments, and oftentimes they're not really the investments you're looking for. You can spend hours looking through pitch decks, and you can spend hours looking through different companies, but at the end of the day, you're not really sure if the company that you're going to be investing in is the right one. And from the entrepreneur side, what you're really looking for is strategic partnerships and people that can help you get to the next level. So what we're really disrupting is sort of a stagnant venture capital industry that has really taken too much time to get to where it is today. And what we're hoping to do is to help everyone in the process and sort of revolutionize that field.
Yeah, it's interesting because when you think about, and I haven't been through this process, but knowing enough about how investors interact with entrepreneurs, there are a lot of meetings, there are a lot of pitches. As you mentioned, pitch decks. There are so many things that you have to go through to just get to the point where someone's investing in a business. So this does simplify that, but does it simplify it too much?
Well, we don't think so. So the way the platform works is, as an entrepreneur, you go to our website, thecrowd.net, and you can upload a one-minute pitch video of yourself. You set up your account. You can enter a bunch of different verticals that investors can find you much more easily. And then from the investor side, you can log on to our app, which is if you go to the App Store, the Crowd app. And from there, you can swipe on videos. And if you swipe right on a video, you show that you are interested in starting a relationship with them. And from there, you can enter into a direct dialogue with the company. And we've had some really great things come out of this. So, for example, we've had a company called ShiftRide recently that is essentially Airbnb for cars. So you have a car, you can rent it to your local neighborhood and whatnot. And an investor in Italy actually found this and found a new application for it there. So in the used car market, obviously companies dealerships have increased huge inventories. And so this has actually been applied to those, that you can start to get rid of inventory and use inventory that's just been sitting around idly for a long time.
Now, Max, what's the vetting process, I guess, similar to a dating app, to make sure you're a real person and not a predator, that these guys are actually putting together a real business and they're not just going to take funds to...
Anyone who's familiar with a dating app, every third person is some sort of a creep. So how do you make sure that the startups aren't creeps, I guess is the question, right?
Yeah, so right now we're keeping everything free. We're keeping everything very open for everyone. We don't want to limit the barriers of entry. We want to take them down. So right now, anyone can log on, and anyone can start a relationship, and it's really up to investors to do the due diligence process and whatnot. We're really the connectors between the two.
Okay, gotcha.
Max, you in doing this app, you are a startup. So going through the process of creating a business and trying to find everything that you're offering up for investors and entrepreneurs, this is similar, right? This is, you've gone through this. So what are the challenges of being a startup in any form, but in this form in particular?
Yeah, so I guess we're very fortunate because we have an incredible team. But a lot of startups don't have that. They don't have the resources to reach out and stuff like that, which is part of it, which is, of course, the reason why the crowd exists, is to link people. But the fact that we've had an incredible team has been world-changing to us. Also, we're very fortunate that we're in Chicago because there are so many great ideas here. We have such an incredible market and such an incredible talent base here that we can draw from, and incredible entrepreneurs. So, for example, we have these two upcoming shows, so we launch shows for the crowd as well. So we just had, for example, the former Staples CEO. We just had the former Costco CFO on and people like that. And what they do is they live review companies. And on March 24th, we're going to have an all-female show. And then on March 31st, we're going to have a show for Chicago's Best. And we can only do that because there's such an incredible startup community here.
So I was going to ask about the live reviewing with the, you know, these top entrepreneurs. It kind of reminds me of Shark Tank a little, like where they're doing it. Do they, at the end of these live ones, do then they say, hey, now I'm going to invest in your company, or is it just simply a review show?
No, they can definitely invest. So what we have now is we have about 35 companies on the platform. We just launched about a month and a half ago. We have about 35 companies on. And between those two groups, there's been about $800,000 in funding that's gone on thus far.
Wow.
Things are looking good.
Max, the final question for you here just is, you know, you're a student at the University of Chicago. This is taking off as you're doing shows and, like you just mentioned, Staples CEOs and Costco and other companies that you're engaging in. I would imagine this is becoming a full-time gig. How do you balance starting a project like this, being an entrepreneur yourself, and continuing to be a student?
Well, it's definitely a struggle, but I just like to take a moment and thank a team that's been incredible in helping us do all these things at the same time. We have incredible resources down here at the Polsky Center for Entrepreneurship as well, down here at the university. And between those two things, we've been able to manage everything. So, thankfully, things have gone well.
All right. Sounds good. Max Segrew is one of the guys behind the new app, The Crowd, which connects entrepreneurs and startups. And he's our guest today on Download in Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank.